Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on it. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Bet I scared the heck out of somebody out there, right? David A., your record pirate, king of broadcasters here in the No Static Attic with my Relics and Rarity show. Those cool hit records, those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio, as we bring you a brand new edition of Relics and Rarities. Coming to get me, yes they are. From 1964 on the Durko record label, the Esquires in a tune called Flashin' Red. And this very week in 1965, looking at the Billboard Top 100 charts, look at what is number one this week from the movie Help.
And
Number one record in America this week, The Beatles and Ticket to Ride, and you've got a ticket to ride with Dave the Rave, your record geek on the radio.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Shot 45 on the Jerry International record label, Jackie Lane and the Pathfinders. Tune called Give a Little, Take a Little. That peaked at number 42 on the Billboard Top 100. but a top 10 record in Chicago, that's for sure. The Ides of March, who were from Chicago, and a great record. That was their first 45 ever in the Billboard Top 100. Once again, the Ides of March and a tune called You Wouldn't Listen, and you should listen, especially to me, Dave the Rave, because I'm the boss man on the radio.
Early in the morning, gotta jump out of bed and go face that rising sun. I gotta meet that boss man at 8 o'clock to get me a day's work done. Same thing happens every day, looking for that weekend to come. 2 days to rest my weary bones, but 5 I gotta jump up and run. Early in the morning, I gotta face that rising sun. Days were done. I gotta be there on time every morning to punch that clock at 8. Boss man says he's gonna fire me sure if I dare to be a minute late. Early in the morning, I gotta face that rising sun. Early in the morning, I gotta get me a day's work done. Sometimes I can be free. I'm gonna tell that boss man, oh well, and him again I never wanna see. And him again I never wanna see. And him again I never wanna see.
What a cool record that is. That is Dean Hawley, a tune written by Dorsey Burnett. Dean Hawley on the Doray record label in a tune called Boss Man. Dave the Rave, your definitive boss man. People listen to the Relics of Rarity show, and I get these comments all the time. Hey, Dave the Rave, where do you find these records? Well, still looking at that Billboard chart from this week in 1965, you'll find this record debuting at number 93.
Yeah!
the original version of Glory is done by Van, featuring Van Morrison, number 93, debuting on the Billboard Top 100 this very week in 1965.
It's time to take off with the Dave the Rave Soul Patrol.
Strong 45, that's for sure. What a cool find out on that Soul Patrol. The Webs. The Webs on the Atlantic record label. Keep your love strong. So strong that ain't no mountain high enough gonna take me away from you. Marvin
Listen,
and Tammy.
Baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter.
Ain't no valley low enough.
course, it's not that big mountain that I'm worried about. It's that 6'5" big muscle new boyfriend of yours. That's what's keeping me from you. Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
From Motown to soul, surf, and garage rock, nobody has more music than Dave the Rave. This is Relics and Rarities from the No Static Attic.
For the Relics and Rarities Super Express.
Well, pack your bags, everybody. We're heading down to Miami Beach, Florida right now. Sound of Wayne Cochran and the CC Riders.
All right, everybody, clap your hands. Come on, we're gonna take a trip now.
So Wayne Cochran and CC Riders at the Seven Seas Lounge down in Miami Beach. A great live performer and a classic, of course, later covered by the Blues Brothers, Going Back to Miami. And I'm wondering, could he have been talking about little Steven, once known as Miami Steve? I wonder if that's the Miami he's talking about, because I love this record.
So fine and full of grace. Lately every girl I meet has that lady's look on their face. I'm not a man for one night stands. That's never been where it's at. Maybe I'm a little old fashioned, but what's so wrong with that? Look at the Empire State Building, sidewalks up the Chinese Wall, climb the Eiffel Tower, laid on my knees at the Taj Mahal. Searching for destiny, but I don't know where to look. I know it's not in a museum, and it's not in a picture book. Affection's an addiction. Seven seas, the northern lights
the first summer of the rest of my life. Through the dark sled to Siberia, Cape Town fish glow in the dark. Roll the Grand Canyon rapids, swimming, mingle with the sharks. What do I have to sacrifice to finally break this curse?
That particular song. Whew, love that record. It's a stone smash off of the brand new Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul CD, also available as an LP. It's called Summer of Sorcery. That's the name of the album. And that's a great song off of the album. It's called Love Again. It's got a great retro sound to it, no doubt about it. Once again, Little Steven, Disciples of Soul, and In Love. And last week's Mystery Oldie 45. Find out if anybody figured this one out. Yes, and yes, that was recorded by the Boys Next Door. They recorded that particular song, but that's not the version that I played. I played a version that came out on the Buddha record labels, and I think it was released actually years earlier as an import 45 only. That was the version by the guys who wrote the song, The Tokens. The Tokens and I Could See Me Dancing With You. Two winners. Two winners only, Santi down there in South Beach, Florida, and in the great state of Maryland, George Yost. So congratulations to my two Mystery Oldie winners. A brand new Mystery Oldie coming up for you in just a little bit. But yes, it was these guys, the Tokens, that did that Mystery Oldie 45. By the Tokens in the summer of 1967. That never even cracked into the top 50. I love it though. The Tokens, and It's a Happening World. Dave the Rave, your record geek with my Relics and Rarity show. Sound of the Yellow Balloon.
And the night is sweet as cherries that I pick right off the trees. And everywhere the velvet air is filling. Into the night, take me, dabidua. In the dawn, I will be gone away. But when the night is sweet as cherries, would you like to pick a few? 'Cause if you do, I promise you, good feeling time, you'll be feeling.
Yeah.
What a cool record that was. And it never hit the top 100, almost peaking at number 101. The group called The Yellow Balloon, of course, had a hit record called The Yellow Balloon, and featuring on drums Don Grady from My Three Sons. The Yellow Balloon and Good Feeling Time. It's always a good feeling time. Dave the Rave here in the No Static Attic with my Relics and Rarities show.
More than just the hits. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Yes, love those Sure Shot 45s. I'll send it out to Jim and Linda Rettberg. They might remember this record. It was a hitbound 45 at one time on WOL 1450 AM in Washington, D.C.
Now just last night you said in front of our friend that I'm gonna have a man. Because I've given you and your every wish and try to please you as hard as I can.
Now you know, darling.
And there's no doubt about it.
No doubt.
Must be a bullseye on the back of Dave the Rave. From early 1969, Sure Shot 45, our second Sure Shot of today. That is on the ABC record label, a group called The Trends. The Trends in a tune called You Sure Know How to Hurt a Guy. Well, it's time for the Mystery Oldie Contest. It's where I play a record. You get one guess only. You got to tell me who's doing the record, and we play just for fun. My phone number, taking calls now and after the show as well, 609-948-4487. Once again, 609-948-4487, or you can email me, dave@davetherave.com. Who is singing this next record?
We've been going steady now for such a long time. And up until now, everything was just fine. So plain to see that you're playing a game. You really know how to hurt a guy. You really know how to make me cry. You really know how to hurt a guy. But what a mean way to say goodbye. Every time you hurt me, it seems so long. You really know how to hurt a guy. You really know how to
Come on, take a guess. 609-948-4487 or email me, dave@davetherave.com. It's one guess only. Who did that last record? And you could be the mystery oldie winner.
Another cool cut from Dave the Rave in the No Static Attic.
Well, it's a bit crackly, but I love this record. Very cool 45s from August of 63. Gotta love that record. Atlantic 45, Betty LaVette. Betty LaVette and a tune called You'll Never Change. Well, I will never ever change. Until the day I die, I'll be collecting all those cool records, bringing them to you right here in the No Static Attic. And of course, the show is called Relics and Rarities. If you got a lost 45, well, do contact me, Dave the Rave, with all the records you crave. Once again, my email address, dave@davetherave.com.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities, the only place to hear music like this.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
With over 117,045s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my Discovery of the Week.
You're just fooling your boy, but when you kiss me goodbye, you know I feel so good. But of course I would, because lady, it's you. Come on and let me tell you what I wanna do the rest of my life, just loving you, lady. Yes, I do.
It's Stone Smash, and it's my Discovery of the Week. And I was fighting within myself, trying to figure out which side to play of the record. I love both sides of the record. Tommy Turner on the L-Bam record label. Once again, Tommy Turner, L-Bam 45, with a great tune called Lady. It's Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week. And, you know, I mentioned before I had this Billboard chart around here from 65 hanging out here in the studio. And guess what was debuting this week in 1965 on the Billboard charts, peaking at number 97. That was actually the debut, I should say. It debuted this week in 65 at number 97. And it only peaked at number 95. It never, ever became a big hit for this great guy, the great Del Shannon.
Hurting me more and more. Oh, there's so much that I
definite Del Shannon 45 that fell through the cracks, that's for sure. I mean, most of Del Shannon's, you know, well, not all of them, but he had a lot of hit records. But that one there only went to number 95 and debuted this week in 65 at number 97. It's called Break Up, and that's going to do it for my Relics and Rarities show. Yes, it's near the top of the hour. Time for me to go, but I had a blast as always. I love playing these cool hit records of those 45s that deserve that second chance. And of course, if you've got that lost 45, well, just remember, Day of the Rave with all the records you crave. So contact me. I'll try to pull a record out for you and get it on the airwaves. You can email me, dave@davetherave.com. Still taking calls, by the way, in that Mystery Oldie contest. Of course, if you just want to chat, talk about the music, 609-948-4487. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.